I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3. Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Tuesday, friends.
What's up?
Nothing. What's up with you?
Oh, I had the best day yesterday.
Oh, my God. We are, me too.
You did too?
What did you do? Tell me everything.
So, first of all, the weather's spectacular.
It's so beautiful out.
Red flag warning, fire warning, which is awful, but it was spectacular. So
just gorgeous.
I got home. No, I didn't even go home. So, I'm going to start training for a half marathon,
which I promised that I would do. When is this happening?
I think it's in March.
Oh.
Where is it? Is it the Santa Cruz half marathon?
I think it is. Ooh. Yeah.
You told your woman that you'd go do it
after
with her?
The kid was born, I'd run a half with her. I don't know why either, because...
Isn't it funny how it's like, why did I agree to something?
Was it after sex?
It might have been, because the truth is, the kid was for her, so she was already getting it. Why am I doing even...
I don't know. I did notice that you completed a workout yesterday. It's the first thing I'd gotten from you in a long time with your... Because we share our workouts or whatever on
Our watches are linked.
Right. Our watches are linked. And I did see that you did a 2-mile run.
Right. So I got my marching orders, which was a 2-mile run.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this was like step one in the training.
I was told.
Let me ask you real quick, back up. Did you go home the coast way?
No, so I went home, but then as I was going...
Because there was a horrible accident on Southbound 101. Like, you would have gone through it.
I went 280.
Oh, good. No, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went surfing. And it was beautiful. It was sunny, beautiful. The spot I went to, which is sort of in the middle of nowhere, I was all by myself. I couldn't see another person. I even had my contacts in and couldn't see another person. Any direction. It was just me and the sharks.
That was awesome. Sure. That's what you want.
So I got an hour to myself there, did my 2-mile run, and just came home wiped. You know that feeling when you're just like,
I have done my body in.
And then the missus is like, here, hold this. All right.
Well, at that point, after you get all that stuff done, like, you're happy to sit under a baby.
You got it.
All right, I'll just sit here.
We could both sleep.
Yeah.
Normally, I'm wound up and it's hard for me to sit. And I think of games while I'm sitting there. And
what do you mean?
Well, like the baby, I call the baby Panther Baby. So if you walk by, she will tackle your face. She jumps off and tackles your face. Panther Baby. So my kid loves it. Like, she comes walking by, like, looking out of the corner of her eye, like, is Panther Baby going to attack my face?
Oh, she'll just grab at a face.
Well, no, I pick her up and push her into someone's face.
Oh, so you're saying Panther Baby is coming to get you.
And then my kid, like, Panther Baby!
Oh, man, they're going to have so much fun, those two girls.
Yeah.
Like, they're a good spread in age. Like, your daughter's old enough to really enjoy her like she's a little doll. Mm-hmm. And as the kid starts walking and talking, it's going to be so cute.
So far, it's
been... She's going to call her Aya. Aya.
So far, it's been really good.
Not quick.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be... They're great. They're a great age. Like, she will worship her older sister, and the older sister will just adore her baby sister.
Right now, she just likes to have her face tapped.
Panther Baby! Yeah.
But that's because I'm so bored, because it is boring. They don't do anything. They just sit there.
Yep.
Like, you actually... Oh, I'll move you to this thigh now. All right.
Yep. Just
this.
Yeah. What is she, like, 2 months old?
Get your rubber neck.
Almost 2 months old. You got any smiles yet?
Yeah.
Oh, good. That's nice. It starts to be a little more interactive.
Frequent as I'd like, but it's, you know. So anyway, that was my day. I got to enjoy a surf and got my 2 mile run in.
Got lots of exercise in, right.
And then hung out with my kid and had some lentil soup for dinner.
Oh my God, I love lentil soup.
And, you know, the Niners lost, but they looked great.
Really good game from what I hear.
They looked great. They weren't embarrassing at all. They were in the
and
lead.
Who's our quarterback right now?
His name is CJ. I can't think of
Befford.
Bethard. That's
oh,
it.
Bethard. Right.
And I think it's his grandpa was an NFL executive forever.
Mm.
Like, he put together the Washington Redskins teams of old in the 70s. I forget what they were called. The Hogs? Something. Anyway, they won some Super Bowls, and he was sort of the mastermind behind that. And then he built the Chargers team that the 49ers crushed in that Super Bowl when Steve Young won. I mean, the team won, but, you know, Steve Young got his.
Mm-hmm.
After Joe had gotten four, so it was nice. Anyway. So Bobby Bethard is his grandpa, and the CJ kid's good.
Yeah.
You know, he's good. He's not.
Is he a rookie, or has he been sitting in the background for a while?
I think this is his second season.
Okay,
but they went and got Garoppolo, and that meant he was gonna sit.
Mm-hmm.
He was gonna be a backup, and then Garoppolo goes, and I don't know what did he get, 6 extra inches and blew out his knee?
Yeah, good job.
Jimmy G. Anyway, so CJ Beathard's pretty good, and they had a good showing, and I was really, it was nice to see us in the game at the end.
Day.
And I went to bed right before it was over because we were ahead, and I'm like, I'm going to bed. Aaron Rodgers is marching,
right.
And of course, when I woke up, I checked the score and was like, go, Rodgers!
Last second too. Apparently.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's a lot like
surprised.
The Pats game. Didn't they get a kick at the last
they
second
did.
To win it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So go. You go.
Well, so yesterday you and I were talking on the show about, you know, I make these beaded bracelets.
Oh, right.
So you gave me the perfect excuse to go to the bead store and get little, get some pink beads for Isla.
Oh,
did
yeah.
Did you measure her wrist?
Oh, you know, I was busy yesterday.
That's fine.
Do it today.
Okay. That's no rush or anything. But, you know, so that to me, like, I get home, and I got this new computer, I don't know, a week or so ago, and it's just, because I run parallels on this. I mean, it's like a whole thing. Like, I have my Quicken and my QuickBooks on I don't even know what you'd call it. Sort of like it's just the system. It's like a program that will run Windows on your Mac machine. So it's already a little bit clunky. And then when because I had dumped my old hard drive completely onto this new computer, and it's just, I mean, honestly, I'm pulling my hair out trying to
organize
it. It's just really taking forever, and it keeps quitting. And I mean, like yesterday, it should take me about 20 to 25 minutes to do both my personal finances and my business finances. Like, every week, that's about what it takes. Half hour or so to do it. And yesterday, I got home and I started doing it, and I literally couldn't finish. Like, I just stood up and I went, I simply do not
I don't
have time
get it.
For this.
Why doesn't it?
It just a little open, and then it just, like, the cursor won't work.
It's broken.
It's just a POS. I'm like, oh my God, please. I just want my old laptop back. Just get that, because that ran.
So
I don't know.
Are you going to return it? You should return it.
I don't think it's the computer's fault. I think it's that I dumped my old hard drive on it. And John's like, I'll just rebuild the whole thing. I'm like, oh my God, okay, whatever you got to do.
Rebuild a new computer?
No, he's got to rebuild what I've got set up on it. Like, it's just, I think when it dumped from one to the other, it just didn't load in
It
right,
didn't migrate
whatever.
Properly?
So I finally... This morning, I actually finished
the work that you
the work
started
that I started yesterday.
Oh,
I was like, "Oh, let me see if I can get this to work," and I got it to work. But so, anyways, I said, "I'm not letting this bother me. I just am going to stand up and walk away from it. It's not the end of the world if I don't finish this today." So I went outside, and I'm like, "Oh my God, it's gorgeous!" And then there's my sister-in-law out in my she shack working. I'm like, "Let's go to Michael's." The craft store. No.
Oh.
Not the craft store, not the sourdough place. Oh my God, Boone Nutley.
Nobody
was awesome.
Wants to go to Michael's.
Oh my God. She's like, oh my God, let's go.
Does she like crafting too?
Oh yeah.
Where she must.
Is she making products as well, or
she isn't? Sometimes she'll make herself a bracelet or something. She's like, "Oh, I like those beads you got." Mm. But she's doing all the packing and shipping, so it's, you know, she does all the crap I don't want to do. She takes I'll make something. She goes out, takes pictures. She's great too. She takes these pictures. She like hangs like a bracelet on a cactus. I'm like, who would ever think of that? It's great. She does a great job. She does all the listings. She puts them up there. She's been doing our social media. She's like putting up videos. She like secretly videotapes me doing stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, it's fun. It's actually too much fun. Like, I know she'll get sick of it soon because it's so lame what she has to do. I get to do the fun stuff. She's got to like do all the business.
Did your bro land that gig? Remember the one he had on the hook?
No, and he's actually starting to get pretty. He's getting to a point where he's like, I really
got to. I just got him three more headhunters.
Great.
Did he tell you?
He didn't. We don't. He doesn't like to, you know.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice of you.
Yeah.
After the way he treated you.
I know, right?
My God.
We're on for this weekend, right?
As far as I know, I have no idea what's going to happen with the Pats last minute.
Well, what could happen? I mean, they have their game scheduled already. I'm sure of it. Isn't the whole season laid out? Anyway, I'm excited to resume and watch Ozark. We've been waiting to watch it.
Mm.
So, crazy. Anyway, I just had I had a great day.
Good.
And I got back with some beads and I started to kind of put away. She goes, you gotta break that all down. You gotta put all these things together the right way. And
this is your boss.
My boss.
Yeah, right.
Debbie. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, she made me organize all my fabric last week, and she, you know, and then she comes in, she's like, "You need to vacuum." I'm like, "Okay, I'll vacuum."
Wow.
Well, there's just thread everywhere on the ground. Mm-hmm. She's like, "It's getting all over the stuff as you're making it." I'm like, "All right, I'll vacuum it."
Oh.
She's not
you
wrong.
Do have to look after that stuff.
You do. Oh my God, that room is a workshop. There's crap everywhere.
Yeah.
Work.
Yeah,
work,
and if
work,
it gets
work,
super
work.
Messy, you're not going to want to even be in it.
I know. So she's like cracking the whip on me. It's nice. I like it.
Good.
Yeah. So it was just like a super fun day. It was just so nice that like a couple times I sat out on the porch and I, you know, smoked my little e-cig.
And there's your brother. Hello.
No, he's got this software company, so he's actually been doing a lot of work on that, but it's you know, that doesn't turn a profit yet, so he's got to get a paying job.
He should look in the South Bay. I know he wants to be in the North Bay, but you know, that's where the build, you know, the
don't take my assistant
are.
Away from me.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, he needs to have it here because
I'd like it to be here. Well, right. And plus it's like really feel like they came over for dinner. We pretty much eat with them every day.
Yeah.
You like it?
Oh my God, it's been like, you know, you have high hopes for when something like this happens. Like, I hope that we'll get along. I hope that it won't be. I mean, it's definitely thrown our routine.
You don't hope they'll leave.
I don't.
Okay.
I actually hope that they decide they like it here and decide to stay for a while.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't mean leave like, you know, the state. Oh. I just mean leave like I'd be all, you know, South Bay homes. Silicon Valley, that's where it's at.
KCBS was doing a report yesterday just saying how there's not enough tech workers to fill all the jobs that they have.
Yeah, they have.
I forgot the statistic it was, but it was like shocking.
If you can still drive around in the South Bay and you see signs for stuff, you have no idea what that, what is that?
Yeah, oh, just
giant
like a name on
buildings. Just a giant building and you're all, where did that company get the money to build that? Like, I've never even heard of that.
Right.
And they're busy.
Yeah.
Doing stuff inside these things.
I know.
You know, whatever. Phones. Who knows?
We don't even know what they do.
707 says, get rid of Parallels and Windows System and buy Quicken for Mac.
I just saw that they, you know, they didn't have Quicken. I used to do everything on the Mac, and then they stopped supporting Quicken for Mac. It was only you could only get it for Windows. So I had to switch everything over. When I migrated the files, they didn't go in the right way. But you know, I have all these computer people around me. I'm like, can I just go get, and Quicken and QuickBooks now have Mac versions, which is annoying. Why do you stop supporting and then do support? And then please stop it.
Money.
I guess.
Something.
So I'm thinking I'll do that. That might be the easiest way. I don't know.
415, I'm an insomniac and use Sarah's don't think technique. I fell asleep so much faster than usual.
Yeah,
don't
think. It's not my technique. It's apparently like the Army's or something. Mm-hmm. Did you try that?
I did. Well,
you were going to sleep anyway last night.
I was so wiped out last night that I got in bed. Whatever time the game had 3 minutes left and I just went,
Well, 3 minutes is half an hour in football time.
Yeah, I got to go. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bed. You know, the missus is trying to put one kid to bed and one's in the arm. And I'm like, I'm sorry.
I'll get one.
I'll see you tomorrow.
I'm going this way.
Just remember you wanted that.
Oh my God, Vinny.
She did.
I didn't say that. Well,
he said it in his head. And she could read it because he vibes like nobody else you know. Yeah. But it's, you know, she did. Vinny's not off work.
No, I didn't say that out loud, but I definitely was like, oh, yeah.
You conveyed it with your body language, though.
Yeah, we feel it.
Have fun
we
with that.
We feel the vibe.
Yep.
510 at the airport, headed to Maui. We'll be listening from the pool.
Have a great time.
Lucky.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm.
Super jelly.
Jane is starting to post from her.
I know.
Her Disney cruise.
Good for her.
Yay.
Oh, how funny.
What is it?
So I just saw this story. Fendi's $1,000 touch of fur shawl looks like a big woman area. And people have noticed. Have you seen this yet?
No, let me see.
Look at this thing. So
this is a, it sure looks like does. Like a muffa, like a hair pie. Oh, wow.
It's pink.
And So it has a pink wrap to it, like with a cowl neck, a deep cowl neck that's sort of hanging in folds, if you will. And then it's surrounded by fur. That is a vagina right there.
I like it.
You see it?
It's pretty.
You will.
$990 bucks. Oh, yeah, I'm looking at it over here,
pretty,
too.
So.
The pink is really nice.
Oh, yeah. It's very flesh-toned. That is sexy.
Awesome. I was just zipping around on the news sites. There it is. Fendi's new sweatshirt sweater, whatever. Whatever that's supposed to be.
Yeah. Well, they just call it touch of fur shawl.
Touch of fur. That thing needs a wax. That thing is furry all the way around.
Oh, it looks like it has different colors too. You could.
Do they have red, purple,
blue,
brown?
Those will still look that way.
Yeah.
Just so you know,
the green looks a little off.
Yeah.
All right, look at us right on time.
Yay.
Ish. KLSE. Oh, what did you guys want to add anything to your?
I'm good.
Let's just
get this started.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay, KLSE, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, 6:02, Tuesday morning. Let's get her done. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.